Much can be said of Howard Finster. He had visions throughout his life. He preached the Word of God until he found painting it was more effective at spreading the message. He made more than 46,000 pieces of art, and his most awe-inspiring work, Paradise Garden in Pennville, Georgia, is a compound of both his artistic and holy vision. From the folk art chapel to the pathway encrusted with objects to a painted Cadillac, every inch has something to find. Last weekend's Finster Fest was appropriately held at Paradise Garden, and producer Gabby Watt spoke with some of the artists there about their time with Howard Finster in his garden.
Like a lot of art festivals, the annual Finster Fest had artists selling their work and musicians performing throughout the weekend. But here, everyone had their Howard Finster story.
I was a young artist at the time when I first met him, and I showed him one of my paintings, and he took it from me.
This is folk artist Peter Luce.
And he goes, "You're going to be better than me." And he stuck it in the rafter above his head. And he goes, "I'll remember that. It's there when it's worth $1 million. I would laugh so hard. I still make art and sell it, but the idea that it would be worth $1 million someday just still makes me smile so big. Years later, I had a dog come into my life that was a little performer dog. He played a piano, and Howard thought that was so great that he pretty much was best friends with my dog, and I had to be friends with his. So Bongo and Howard were really tight, and right even to the last part of his life, we'd drive 3 hours just to get him feeling better by having a Bongo visit.
When Howard Finster was alive, Paradise Garden became a pilgrimage site for many artists. Charles and Grace Kelly Laster, who say their marriage is based on their love of Jesus, Elvis, and Howard Finster, remembered their first trek to Paradise Garden.
We sat down and talked to him, and he's like, "Well, what do you do?" And we're like, "Well, we're artists." He's like, "Well, let me see some of your art." So we went and got some pictures. I said, "Well, we also teach recycled art." He's like, "What's recycled art?" And we told him it was just using junk to make art. He goes, "I've been waiting for you." He's like, "Beverly," his daughter, is like, get their number, and you're gonna come down here and do a workshop, and we're gonna do some stuff together." And we're like, "Okay," you know. It was kind of overwhelming to like finally meet your hero, and then your hero just like immediately puts you to work.
Here's Charles Laster.
He just put us on a path. He said, "If you want to be large in life, get on the altar." So after doing these workshops with Howard, I had a construction business. I went home and sold my construction business and started doing art full time because it was my calling. What I felt like I've been looking for something to do that I really wanted to do. And within 5-6 months of committing to being an artist, I had worked 5 pieces in the Visionary Art Museum's permanent collection and a show in Paris, France. So then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this, you know?
The artist at Finster Fest described Finster as the ultimate encourager in life and in art.
He was very in tune with how you were feeling at the time, or if there was something emotionally or you were distressed or something. He could tell, and he would talk to you about it. He's kind of a psychologist, really, a therapist.
This is John Paul Daniel, or Bebo, his name in the folk art world.
I've got a great Howard story. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Okay. Howard chewed tobacco, and he chewed this really nasty stuff called King Bee Twist. It's the nastiest of the nasty. Anyway, I would bring it. My store that was in my little town sold it, and I would bring it to him. We were walking around down here in the garden, and he goes, "Well, you want some?" I said, "I don't know. What does it do?" And he said, he had his finger, and it was about an inch. And he said, "You take about this much, and you put it in your underneath your tongue, and in about 3 minutes, you're not alone." I said, "Howard, give me a couple inches."
A lot of people were introduced to Howard Finster because of his album art for Talking Heads. He also did album art for REM, who shot one of their music videos in his garden. And the garden was often filled with Finster's own banjo playing. James Floyd was another musician who visited Paradise Garden.
I wandered down here when I was a young buck. We brought our guitars because a friend of ours knew Howard Finster. This is probably 1984, 85. And the first thing he said to me was, "Do you know I saw the light?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Will you play it for me?" So I played it, and we sang "I Saw the Light." He sang it. It was incredible. But then we sang it about 6 more times because he kept wanting to sing it more.
Perhaps Finster's greatest skill was bringing different sorts of people together. Rock and rollers, tourists, kids, church ladies, and folk artists would all be visiting Paradise Garden at the same time. So for Finster, whose central mission was spreading the word of God, that meant it was a great place for a revival. And one day, with the Lasser's help, he had a music revival.
So I remember looking at the congregation, and it was like there was a girl in silver hot pants in the front seat, and there was like these little old ladies at New Howard, you know, from town in the back. And there was Howard's personal preacher in front. There was a cat. There was a dog. There was kids playing musical instruments. It was just such a beautiful thing because he was like saying, he goes, well, church, he goes, you know, people that go to church don't need church. You know, the people that need God are the people that are never going to show up to church. And that's the people that Howard reached through his artwork. It was like a kind of like a flies to honey sort of approach.
Finsterfest raises money for the foundation that's in the process of restoring Paradise Garden. It fell into disarray after Finster died in 2001, and now is kind of like a museum. But for the artist here, no matter the state of Paradise Garden, it's always a bit of a homecoming. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.